I lucked out over the course of the games, covering all the outdoor sports I love. I'm Clyde News reporter Linda Sinclair. I got the chance to watch the legendary Brownlee brothers in action in the triathlon. Elder brother Alistair won gold in the individual race at a boiling hot Strathclyde Country Park. Just 2 days later, the siblings were part of the winning mixed relay team. Johnny said he was glad to eventually pick up gold.
It feels good, finally, to be champion in major games. It's called myself Commonwealth champion. Obviously, on Thursday, I got the silver. And I'm used to coming second or third, but to be Commonwealth champion is pretty special.
And then Marathon Day in Glasgow City Centre dawned. One of the unlikeliest competitors was 40-year-old Team England runner Steve Way, who came 10th despite weighing nearly 17 stone and smoking 20 a day a few years ago. His mum told me it was an overwhelming day.
Excited, nervous.
It's an incredible journey. You must be so proud of
him. Oh, yeah. It doesn't begin to explain it, really, how we feel. It's like a little fairy tale.
Next stop on my whistle stop tour was taking in the thrilling cross-country mountain bike races.
It's an electric atmosphere here at Cathkin Braes as the riders hurtle past to the cheers of the crowd lining the route.
Fast. But play with how I ride a bike, fast.
Phenomenal. I'll absolutely take my hat off to them. I couldn't do it. Take some guts.
Cross-country competitors have tackled twisting downhill drops, long climbs and rocky paths which are not for the faint-hearted. Team Scotland's Lee Craigie, the British national champion, came in seventh in the women's race. And in the men's, the top Scottish rider was Grant Ferguson in fifth, another British national champ.
On the last day of games competition, the city streets were closed for the women's and men's road cycle races. Amateur cyclist Neil Kemp, who won this year's 81-mile ETAP Caledonia in Perthshire, rode the course first thing.
It's a brilliant course. It's really quite technical, so it goes from really wide roads to quite narrow roads. There's a lot of short, sharp, steep hills. So I think that the riders will find it very, very tough today.
And it certainly was, as the rain pelted down, creating horrendous conditions under tyre. So many highlights from my week and a half of sport, but getting some top training tips from my running heroes is right up there.
What advice would you give me to get faster?
Set yourself a goal week in, week out, do some training, or get a training partner so you can meet them after work. It makes life way easier.
Although the world's fastest man wasn't quite as receptive.
Hello, Usain. I'm Linda Sinclair from Radio Clyde. Welcome to Glasgow.
Thank you.
I did a 5k park run this morning, so fellow runner.
No.